You are a representative from the Obesity Action Coalition. Can you explain the mission of this organization and when this organization was formed?
Sure. The Obesity Action Coalition, or more commonly known as OAC, was formed in 2005. The mission of the organization is to elevate and empower individuals affected by obesity through education, advocacy, and support.
The American Medical Association has adopted a new policy of recognizing obesity as a disease. In your professional opinion, is disease the category obesity should fall under?
It is. If we look at obesity itself, it currently affects more than 72 million adult Americans. It currently affects 1 in 3 children in the United States. It's the root of a lot of related conditions, such as type 2 diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea, and even some types of cancers. So obesity itself, it's something that's extremely prevalent, and classifying it as a disease is going to help facilitate that conversation between the patient and the healthcare provider.
What was obesity considered before it was classified as a disease?
I think by many in the medical community, obesity would have been considered a condition, perhaps. I think what's interesting is that if you look at the medical community versus the general public, when even today, when the general public views obesity, it's viewed very much as a fault for an individual. There's that sense of personal responsibility. You did it to yourself type of mentality. So I think it's the hope of our organization and many other healthcare organizations that by the AMA classifying it as a disease, and the OAC has considered it as a disease since the day we opened in 2005, that, again, it's going to help facilitate that conversation and really elevate it a little bit and realize this isn't just, some minor health condition that somebody has. That this is a serious disease, an epidemic right now facing the U.S.
So you think that through this classification, healthcare professionals and individuals suffering from obesity will be able to talk about it more openly? Or how do you think this will help them communicate?
Yes, absolutely. The OAC has participated in some studies throughout the past couple of years where we looked at whether or not that conversation of weight was happening in the healthcare provider's office. And the harsh reality is that it wasn't. And in fact, today, it probably still isn't. The OAC actually has a national campaign called Your Weight Matters, where we encourage individuals to measure their weight, take the campaign challenge, and then they receive a free toolkit in the mail, which helps them have that conversation of weight with their healthcare provider. By classifying it as a disease, this opens the door a little bit more for the healthcare provider to approach the subject. We often found in the past that healthcare providers weren't really talking about obesity because they were either afraid of offending the patient or something else. So it's our hope that by labeling it as this, that it's something that can be discussed a little bit more often. Now, I shouldn't say a little bit, but can be discussed more often now between the provider and the patient.
Do you think this will promote legislation on behalf of reducing obesity?
I think as we look forward to even healthcare reform, the essential health benefits, I think having obesity labeled as a disease now definitely gives it more credibility in that sense. And that's not to diminish any of the legitimacy or the seriousness of it that it was previously, the obesity itself. But I think when something is labeled a disease, we look at it a little bit different. If we look back to, alcohol addiction, mental health, drug addiction, when these became labeled as diseases, it was almost as if now they started to be taken a little bit more seriously by everyone involved. So it's our hope that obesity sees the same fate as we move forward.
To further go along with what you're already saying, how do you think that calling obesity a disease will affect the social climate regarding this issue?
Well, that's a very good question, and we've gotten that a lot in regards to the weight bias issues that are out there. And really we look at it as weight bias can't possibly get any worse. Individuals affected by the disease of obesity find weight bias penetrating all facets of their life, whether it's education, employment, socially, even in the media, in entertainment. So It's not something we don't see it as now because obesity is labeled a disease. Oh my gosh, now weight bias is just going to go through the roof. It can't get any worse than it already is. So again, we hope that by labeling it as a disease, that helps having that conversation to where people start to address their weight, improve their health, and, you know, hopefully at the same time even combat weight bias a little bit, which is a very big initiative within the OAC.
So is this classification by the American Medical Association something you've been waiting for a long time?
I think it's something that's been discussed quite a few times, and the OAC was definitely waiting to see which way the American Medical Association would go on the classification of it. And it's something that we've felt all along. A lot of the healthcare providers that we work with, I don't think there was ever any argument from them that it was a disease. But when you have a group like AMA speak up and make this type of a classification, it really speaks volumes to the issue, and it definitely helps it.
Why is the issue of obesity important to you personally?
To me personally, well, you know, from a personal perspective, I was always affected by excess weight as a child, and into my adulthood years, I at one point I kind of got on the scale and I couldn't believe the number, and my pant size was up, and I just realized I have to do something about this. I went to the doctor. They said, look, you're hypertensive, so we're going to go ahead and put you on blood pressure medicine, or you can start to lose weight. And, you know, I was working for the OAC at the time. I've been here since we started. I've been with the company for 8 years now. And I realized I have to do something. I have to improve my weight. And so through behavioral and lifestyle changes, I was able to lose about 65 pounds and maintain that weight loss now for more than 2 years. So for me, it definitely hit close to home, and it's something that I'm passionate about. And I think what people often fail to realize when it comes to obesity is that it's not something that you fix and then it's over. Obesity is something that I'll battle my entire life. It's just in my genetics. If I'm not monitoring my nutrition and increasing my physical activity, I will begin to gain weight. And it's something that is something that I'll always have to battle. I always say losing weight seems easy now, but maintaining the weight loss is very difficult. And I think that's something that people often don't realize if they're blessed with genetics to where they've never had to battle obesity. I think the one area we touched on briefly is really weight bias. This is something that, again, really penetrates every facet of an individual's life who's affected by this. And they often don't even realize it. And even in the healthcare community, there's been plenty of studies done that show that doctors exhibit a lot of weight bias when it comes to patients who are affected by obesity. I think that having the designation as a disease, it's our hope that not only will individuals begin to address their weight and improve their health, but that the healthcare community also will step up to the plate now and take this disease seriously and begin to address it in a serious manner and really try to put aside those biases toward individuals affected by it.